segment of this fine show. And yeah, I like to have conversations that make sense. But if you're going to, here's the thing. I'm not going to have the same discussion over and over and over again and have it get into this poor white guy stuff. You know, it's just not worth it, man. Do something else. I mean, don't they put people like CJ, you know, AKA CJ, because I don't know if that's your real name, right? And how would we know, man? The phone doesn't come up under CJ. So maybe he's just playing with us, right? Maybe nobody really knows CJ like I do. And yeah, I'm hoping that you could change CJ. I mean, the conversations you and I had as you know, young men growing up were nothing like what we're having now, are we? See, that's the problem. You're the one that moved away, not me. I'm still here, man. I'm still the same guy that allowed, you know, your family and other families to be who they are. I didn't come down hard on you guys too much, did I? I mean, hey, I was homecoming king, man.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What do you think of that, huh? Look how I turned out. But I did. I was diverse in school, man. I was in music and drama. Athletes didn't cross over that. And my brother and I did, you know. They made a big article about my brother because he was, you know, an All-American and world-class wrestler, right? Olympic-class wrestler. So that's when things were happening back in the 70s. I remember, you know, people were becoming more open, more diverse. My brother and my sister and I at the dances, you know. I don't know. These guys didn't listen to the same music we listened to, you know.
You were a wrestler too, weren't you?
Hell yeah, you know. And I even went to wrestle at the university where I don't know how I ever picked UW Whitewater, but I knew once I got there that, you know, I was very fortunate. I was friends with, you know, guys on the basketball team, the football team, wrestling. We kind of crossed over there, but more with the basketball team because they walked by my dorm room and I was a couple years older than everybody else, and I had all his old 70s music, Ohio players going on, and they started laughing. They're like, listen to this guy, right? Come and listen to this music. And we became friends. They were national champs in basketball while I was there. And I was friends with, you know, over half the team. Little wrestler that they let play basketball with him because he runs down the field, plays defense, knows better than to shoot. Just give it to the other guy. I remember guys used to get mad at me because I was playing defense, you know, got blocked the shot. Oh, that's a foul, really? What, after the ball's out of your hand and I blocked it? Come on, man. I can't shoot. I got to play defense. So, but in real life, I'm on the offense, man. The only way to change things, your best defense is a damn good offense, right? And I don't get offended by the American past. I'm sickened by it, and it grosses me out, and can't understand why people can't accept that, you know, just because you acknowledge that this country was built on genocide and racism, the only way to change that is to acknowledge it, embrace it, and change it.
Yeah. You know, I was looking a couple months ago at the Wisconsin Historical Society archives at the discussion at the Constitutional Convention of Wisconsin, a discussion of whether black men should be able to vote. You should have seen the racism in those conversations there were happening on the floor. So it's been with us forever here.
I watched my dad you know, do that as a teacher and then a elementary school principal fighting the school board and in Madison over, you know, you got to have some like Latino and black teachers here for the population of students that we have. So they have someone they can go to and relate to. And the only reason why we have to do that is because white people can't relate to other people well enough, apparently.
And now we won't be able to teach any of this in our schools in Wisconsin. If Evers loses, I mean, all those bills will come down off the shelf and become law.
Well, then I guess I better get to work here because we can't allow the Republicans to finish off the state and set an example for the rest of the country, this beacon of democracy here in Wisconsin, where everybody the sign used to say, escape to Wisconsin, you're among friends. Now it's escape to Wisconsin because Republicans. That's all you got to say. White people. I know, I'm hard on you guys, aren't I? Nothing worse than picking on white people. If you haven't noticed, that's the color of my skin. It was so fun with grandkids that don't look like me. Well, they kind of do. They just don't have the same skin tone. You know, you can say, oh, hey, he looks like you. That looks like your son. He is my son, right? But, they, you know, they're kids, right? And after being inside all winter, you know, they noticed, hey, your skin's a lot lighter than ours. And I'm like, well, wait till we get outside, you know? And by the end of summer, I'm like, look at that. My iron's tanner than yours. So
I mean, it is crazy racism, isn't it, when you look at it? I mean, it's just such a random thing of pigmentation, and it has become such a tool for dividing people against each other. I mean, that's been a ruling class tool since day one.
Well, I got to believe that a lot of white supremacy is based on inferiority and jealousy, right? That same gal I was talking about at the Quick Trip, right? We were talking, and I joke all the time. I'm like, well, you know, I was the fastest white guy in the state that year in track. And I said, I ain't got a problem with that. You know, I couldn't beat the best black guys, whatever. And she goes, you know, there was a guy in here, and he said, you know, that guy, he was one of the best track stars Stoughton ever had. And I go, well, that was my coach.
What was your track race? What was your race?
Oh, I should have stretched it into the half mile, but I basically was a real strong quarter miler.
Oh, wow. I didn't
know that. Unfortunately, yeah, we didn't have like a, you know, we had a really good 220 guy too, right? 220, because it was yards back then, folks. It's now meters. But my youngest brother was, 100-yard dash and 200, powerful runner, right? Fast. He placed fifth at state in Class A and 100-yard dash. He's passed on now. It's just, I was so proud of him. I was like, wow, man, fastest white guy in the state. Can't believe it. I mean, he was running against some, Hurd from Milwaukee. These guys were world-class Olympic runners and stuff. And, I mean, my brother actually did pretty good against him. It looked like he got his ass kicked, but that's because these guys, you know, Olympic champs and stuff. Wisconsin had a lot of good running, but I was a good quarter miler. I ran cross country. We went to state in cross country. I didn't train for cross country.
I was going to say
that. I did not run, 1,000 miles in the summer. Had I guarantee you we probably would have won the state meet that year because we finished like 7th, 8th, 29th, and I was like in the 40s, and the guy right behind me.
Well, it's odd to be a quarter miler and a marathoner, right?
Oh, yeah. But, I think I was more of a long distance runner that was trapped inside this quarter mile mentality. You know, it's like the longer you run, the more you got to train. But it's not like you didn't have to train for these fast races, too. But, like, you look at a half mile, and it's basically two quarter miles put together. It's not like you're jogging. It's hard to describe, easy to understand when you've ran too hard a couple times and lost your cookies at the end of the race. But I won. By the way, never eat a hot dog a couple hours before the race. But that happened my freshman year. I was like, I'm done. Oh, wait, we need you for the mile relay. Oh, never ate a hot dog before a track meet ever again. And now I'm not even eating hot dogs. So there you have it. A lot of work to be done. And I'm sorry, but if you white guys like me or my age and you're just going to sit back and let this happen, well, enjoy being part of the extinction process because it doesn't get better by sitting on your ass. Nothing does.
No, sure doesn't.
I'm glad that you came in today. Glad Luke's always available to do the technical stuff. Thanks a lot, Luke, for making me be Neanderthal versus Cro-Magnon again. But we'll be back to do it one more day tomorrow. I don't know if we'll have anything to talk about.
And I'm going to come in, too. I'll be here at 7 tomorrow
awesome,
morning.
Awesome, man. I really like it that you're in. You're right. The COVID's down. We're both vaccinated. We'll be back tomorrow. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha. Caw-caw, the Shaw. See you tomorrow.